Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Marcus. I serve the village as one of the pastors.
And my name is Becky, and I serve the village as the other pastor.
Just to let you know, so we're going to begin our service of dedication here on the village green, where some of the items to be dedicated are around us in our periphery. And then about halfway through, or three quarters of the way through, we're actually going to walk over to the footbridge where we'll continue. There are no chairs over there, so at that point you'll be standing, but I promise it won't be very long as we get over there. We gather today in the name of God the Parent, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving Creator, this place is set apart to welcome all people into the wilderness, to be called, equipped, and sent by shared rhythms of word and sacrament, work, recreation, and study, intercession, and healing. We give you thanks for the significant efforts, hard labors, and thoughtful generosity poured into this place, which enables the continuation of the ministry and mission of Holden Village. Bless us as we gather this day.
Amen. Amen. A reading from Deuteronomy. On that very day, the Lord addressed Moses as follows. Ascend this mountain and view the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites for possession. You shall die there on the mountain that you ascend, and shall be gathered to your kin, as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his kin. Now, although you may view the land from a distance, you shall not enter it, the land that I am giving to the Israelites. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. And a reading from Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness and the Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We chose these two readings today because they're two parts of the same story. Moses walked with the Israelites for 40 years through the wilderness. But then Joshua took them the last leg of the journey into the promised land and was charged with establishing the life of this new community in a new place and a new time. Which I think goes to show you that what we do here at Holden Village is in a very tiny and microcosmic way what the people of God have always done. You start something that you may or may not get to finish. You take people as far as you can, and then you pass the baton to the next directors, the next managers, the next kitchen assistants, electricians, cooks, laundress, pastors, you name it. Our work here and our work as the people of God is not about accomplishments, but living in faith. which is doing the work that's right in front of us, not knowing who it will impact or how it will impact, but trusting that it will be a part of moving people from where they are to where God would have them go. It's about taking the next step and not getting so attached to the project at hand that we start to believe that it's ours or that we have some kind of ultimate control over where it's all going. Today we get together. Thanks be to God that we get together to give thanks that we got to and that we get to be a part of something larger than ourselves, that we got to lay pipes that now carry water, and we got to dig up lawns that now, thanks to Eric and Barbara and Janice, are pristinely covered in grass, and we got to rewire buildings and lay new carpets in spaces that now receive guests, and we might not ever know the names of all of those guests. Today we give thanks for our part in the journey of God's people from here to there. So thank you for coming back. Thank you for what you gave and what you continue to give. And thank you for making space for those who have and will continue to come after you. So thanks be to God. Amen. And now we come to the actual dedicating. We give you thanks, O God, Creator of the universe, for your abundant gifts. By your holy wisdom, all things have been made to reflect your glory, for the sustenance of life and for the use and delight of your living creatures. Send your blessing upon us and upon these significant completed projects.
A complete replacement. Let's start that again. A complete replacement of the jacuzzi, including a new stone wall, a new tub, new wood fencing, and lighting.
The new stone ditches along Chalet Hill.
The restoration of the historical rock walls on Chalet Hill.
New flooring in the dining hall, fireside, and creekside rooms.
The refurbishment of the pool hall and bowling alley.
A complete remodeling of Lodge 3.
Landscaping of the entire village, including new pavers, patio areas, paths, lawns, gardens, and dark sky lighting.
New roofs on the village center, the school, and lodges 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
The installation of new raw water fire protection system, including big gun sprinklers, rainbirds, and raw water fire hydrants, which certainly changed the course of fire protection during the Wolverine fire in 2015.
And the installation of a new school foundation.
Send now your blessing upon these completed efforts, which we set apart today in praise and honor. May this be a place where we learn to cherish the earth and live in harmony with your good creation, O God. May this be a place where spirits and bodies are restored in healing solitude and prayer, in joyful activity and community, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
At this time, I believe we will follow the bagpipes and we'll walk together from here to the footbridge to continue our blessings of these many, many completed projects. Now we'll continue our blessings of the things primarily now found on the other side of the creek. We give you thanks, O God, Creator of the universe, for your abundant gifts. By your holy wisdom, all things have been made to reflect your glory, for the sustenance of life and for the use and delight of your living creatures. Send your blessing upon us and upon these significant completed projects. The installation of a new emergency diesel generator.
The installation of an upgraded grease trap.
Installation of an entirely new potable water system.
The construction of 3 new garage buildings on the second level.
The hydroelectric extension and upgrade of our hydro switch gears. That one was hard to write in any kind of poetic way.
The installation of underground power distribution.
The installation of underground communication systems.
The capping and grading of our village roads.
And the completion of this new covered footbridge.
Send now your blessing upon these completed efforts, which we set apart today to your praise and honor, O God. May this be a place where we learn to cherish the earth and live in harmony with your good creation. May this be a place where spirits and bodies are restored in healing solitude and prayer, in joyful activity and community, through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let us close in prayer. Tender Spirit, we give you thanks for these individuals, for the work of their hands, for the ditches that they dug and redug and redug again, for the countless times they ripped up the grass, the road, or someone's living quarters. We give you thanks for the rocks that they hauled and the stinky and unseen projects that they took on. We give you thanks for their love and servanthood, for their willingness to take on tasks that in many cases will go unseen and unrecognized, but tasks that enable the ministry of healing and restoration for which Holden Village is set apart. Thanks be to God for these faithful and loving servants, these friends and family of our village. In the name of Jesus, amen.
I invite you to join in singing the Prayer of Good Courage, which is found on your sheets. And now receive this blessing. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May God look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Now go in peace to serve the Lord, but this time while you're here, no digging ditches, trenches, or pits. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.